Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 18, 1900 America, New York, Citigroup is disposing of its international retail network. The sale marks the end of a remarkable experiment in global finance. February 18, 1900 America, New York, are financial crossbreeds monstrosities or labradoodles? Crypto SPAC fusions shed light on the question. February 18, 1900 America, New York, will prediction markets live up to the hype? Their mainstream appeal remains uncertain. February 18, 1900 America, New York, a new history of sanctions has unsettling lessons for today. Sometimes they create the problem they are trying to solve. February 18, 7-Eleven America, New York, after sell-off, markets watch Ukraine developments cautiously. Some stock indexes rose as investors weighed reports that U.S. and Russian officials would talk next week at the KEB Hana Bank headquarters in Seoul on Friday. Asian stock indexes ended the day mixed. February 18, 7-Eleven America, New York, EU accuses China of power grab over smartphone tech licensing. Legal challenge at WTO alleges patent infringements are costing European manufacturers billions of euros. February 18, 706 America, New York, Celanese to buy most of DuPont's mobility and materials unit for $11 billion. The DuPont unit, which makes polymers, resins and various products for cars and other applications, last year generated almost a third of the company's total annual sales. February 18, 7 o'clock America, New York, introduction to basic trendline analysis. Learn to identify, construct and utilize trendlines, the simplest and single most important tool in your trading arsenal. February 18, 7 o'clock America, New York, S&P, P500, NASDAQ 100 latest as Ukraine-Russia crisis continues to dominate risk assets. U.S. equity indices are clawing back a portion of Thursday's heavy losses, but while the situation in Eastern Europe remains volatile, the short-term outlook is highly uncertain. February 18, 6:31 America, New York, Roku, DraftKings, Cognex, Shake Shack. What to watch in the stock market today? Roku's outlook disappointed investors. DraftKings is due to report results. February 18, 6:18 America, New York, think U.S.-China tensions are bad for business? Try China-India. Tensions between India and China are flaring up. Collateral damage is showing up in surprising places. February 18, 6:18 America, New York, China orders cuts for food delivery fees, sparking tech sell-off. Chinese authorities said the country's online food delivery platforms should reduce the fees they charge businesses, sending shares of industry giant Meituan plummeting to their lowest level in more than a year. February 18, 6 o'clock America, New York, U.S. approval of smart headlights has a catch, they can't be too bright. Adaptive beam headlights continually reshape the light they throw to avoid blinding oncoming drivers. An Audi with adaptive beam headlights, which could soon be street legal in the United States. February 18, 6 o'clock America, New York, Fanatics is buying Mitchell & Ness, a fellow sports merchandiser. Mitchell & Ness, founded in 1904, is known for its throwback jerseys, which go from $100 to $400. The deal adds streetwear to the Fanatics portfolio, which includes Majestic, jerseys, Top of the World, hats, and Wincraft, flags, banners and accessories. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, climate disclosure poses thorny questions for SEC. A key sticking point as the agency considers corporate rules is how much detail to demand about emissions produced by businesses' suppliers and customers. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, Bitcoin, BTC, update. Ukraine joins Russia in legalizing Bitcoin. Ukraine's parliament adopted a law that legalizes and regulates cryptocurrency just a few weeks after Russia did the same. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, climate disclosure poses thorny questions for SEC. A key sticking point as the agency considers corporate rules as the counting and reporting of greenhouse gas emissions by customers and suppliers. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, the inflation survivors of the 1980s have some advice for you. People who lived through the last period of high inflation have tips for coping when everything feels more expensive. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, crypto investors are wealthier. No one knows how much they're spending. It's time to start contemplating how vast wealth created in cryptocurrencies filters through the rest of the economy. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, inflation survivors of the 1980s have some advice for you. People who lived through the last period of high inflation have tips for coping when everything feels more expensive. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, can Quebec's dams power New York? Blackstone is betting $4.5 billion on it. The private equity giant learned how challenging it can be to bring renewable power to the Big Apple, from hundreds of miles away. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, the WSJ Tax Guide 2022. What to know now about tax filing and refunds. Taxpayers this year will have to grapple with new rules for stimulus payments and child tax credits. February 18, 5:30 America, New York, what to know now about tax filing and refunds. Taxpayers this year will have to grapple with new rules for stimulus payments and child tax credits. February 18, 5:18 America, New York, Storm Eunice, travelers urged to stay at home. Bus, train, flights and ferry services have been disrupted across England and Wales due to the storm. February 18, 5:02 America, New York, sports car dreams up in smoke as cargo ship catches fire. Thousands of Porsche, Audi and VW cars on cargo ship to the US which caught fire in the Atlantic Ocean. February 18, 5:00 America, New York, Australia reopens to international travelers. For nearly 2 years, the country projected a harsh message of rigidity and rules are rules. Can travelers depend on the chilled out, welcoming Australia that it says it is now? International travelers will be able to visit spots like the Opera Bar in Sydney starting February 18, 5:00 America, New York, why China doesn't have an mRNA vaccine for COVID. Beijing once said it had two mRNA shots within reach and ready for approval, one homemade and one produced by a foreign company. Today, neither are available. A COVID testing site in January in Beijing.